And so as you begin for today to settle your body, finding the most comfortable spot you can be in, and just allowing yourself this time and this space and this place for connecting within. And how do we do that, connect within? Well, it is first to prepare the most comfortable way for you to be. Eyes are closed. And first, let's just have some gratitude for your now normal, natural rhythm of your breathing. Just that steady flow of air that moves in and out of your body. And just allowing that sense of the flow of air, an appreciative, grateful kind of way. And allowing that gratitude to take root in you right along with your breath. And then let's take some deliberate breaths. Let's take three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and relax and let go. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to let this flow of comfort occur all around and all through. Because you see, these deeper breaths do signal that now is the time to go within, to make that connection. And so with those deeper breaths, eventually transitioning back into your normal, natural rhythm, whether you're seated, upright, perhaps maybe just scrunched down in your chair, kind of put your head back, or maybe you're already stretched out in a prone position, let's begin to invite and allow a comfort to flow from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath that you take in, you are releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as you begin to allow this comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to occur, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation continues now, flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. Upwards now through the chest as that deeper inner calm is joined by a nurturing sensation. And that nurturing and deeper inner calm and that comfort and that even that relaxation begins to flow all around and all through the chest area into every nook and cranny of you, reminding you of the goodness that flows all through you, all the time, just waiting to be acknowledged. And right now is a great time to do that. Acknowledging the goodness that's right here, right now, all around and all through. And let all this flow upwards now into shoulders, but bringing a sense of warm, healing hands on those shoulders, where muscles, tissues, fibers begin to soften and soothe and smooth, becoming more flexible and flowing, so that you can drift deeper. And we can just let any burdens that may have piled up because of the soft warmth of the shoulders now, those burdens just simply drop away. You can just let them go. And in letting them go, you can drift deeper now. Because the deeper you go, the more comfortably calm you become. With every breath, and the more comfortably calm you become, the deeper you go. And this sensation of deep comfort flows down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers. Release now as you comfort even more. And turning your attention to the back area, the flow of comfort continues. Cross that upper back, bringing you a clean slate for today. Strengthening the spine as the flow of comfort moves down, middle back releasing, and then all the way down, deeper and deeper, into the lower back, where all the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. And from that lower back area, let's send this comforting now all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. And then placing your attention back at the base of your neck, and flowing this comfort up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around your crown area, and even imagining the flow of a warmth, a breezy warmth that flows through your mind, taking any or all negative or untoward thoughts from one side of your mind to the other, and then out, like watching clouds passing by in the sky, going to clear space, and then down over the forehead, the eyes, the eyelids, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now with one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in, let's begin to go twice as comfortably deep as you already are. And as you drift into more comfort, a peaceful kind of feeling begins to flow all around and all through you. For every breath allows you an even deeper release, a deeper comfort. And it's easy and effortless, allowing the door of imagination to open easily. Focusing within, perhaps in this peaceful experience, you'll notice another positive sensation as any or all of your senses heighten. and you begin to find your place within. Visualize and imagine a place of your own, a place of your own that's very beautiful and serene, where you are so calm and comfortable. It's interesting about this place within because it could be as simple as a color like purple or a combo of colors. Or it could be an actual cozy room somewhere, one you may know or one you may imagine, or even an out in nature kind of setting. It's what's right for you. And there's nothing wrong about it. You can only get it right because it's your place within. Beautiful, serene, comforting, peaceful. Freely and simply, allowing images to come forward until it feels just right. A place of your own just happens naturally in your imagination. You can choose easily for today. Bring it to life all around you. And when you feel as though you're there, just acknowledge it. Acknowledge you're in that place, comfortable, peaceful, and serene. And as you begin to start looking around a little bit more, from being within your own place, maybe even walking around your place as you get to know it a little better, just start noticing what you're finding there. So that you might even begin to get a sense of the essential something about your own place. What's the essential thing about it that makes it be yours? And when you know that, how does it feel for you to be there right now? How does it feel to be in your peaceful, beautiful place within? As you get a sense of it through either your eyes or from the touch of things that are there, any way that it makes sense for you to know it even more, there perhaps are even some other details that you might not have noticed before. So begin to perhaps sense those as well, naturally. Naturally noticing what else that makes this place special for you. And if you haven't already, let's go ahead and be sure to find the most comfortable, the most empowering connected spot within your own place where you can stretch out and really feel the goodness of being here. And then begin to be aware, if there's anything different or new from being here now in this spot, this particular spot. What else do you notice about your place that really, really lets you know it is your own place within? Perhaps there's that very special something. It almost like has a sparkle to it. There's either a something there or a feeling of specialness that sparkles out for you, or maybe you begin to feel a sparkle within yourself about being in your place. And that sparkle helps you to identify something else. Because when you're ready and you feel totally secure, connect to all that is here for you, and particularly connect through that sparkle and notice what you value most about your place. What do you value most about your place? And because of that sparkle, then you let your place help you notice what you value most about yourself. Without trying to, this knowing just comes to you. It might have something to do with a sparkle. And in whatever form it does, just remain comfortably relaxed and at ease in your place. And notice about what you value most about yourself. Maybe it's the sparkle. Maybe it's your resilience. Maybe it's, well, you know what it is for you. Begin to really accept it and allow it. What you value most about yourself. And maybe you'll have an opportunity to share about that in just a few moments. Share about what you value about yourself the most with one other image that is going to be coming very close to you soon. But knowing the value of yourself just between you and yourself is also pretty darn special. And maybe you might like to say something very loving and nice to yourself about that, about what you value about yourself, and have lots of gratitude for it. And then begin to notice how you feel about all this information. Perhaps begin to be aware of any other feelings, any other feelings that you might notice around these ideas. Just be aware of them. And take a few more moments to really soak up the benefits of being in your own place. And recognize the rejuvenation that's here for you, the balance and the harmony. And even more gratitude for being aware of your own self-value. And your whole being will respond in a positive way. It's the kind of thing, though, that can be such a positive experience that it might be even more special to share it with the something within you that knows. And when you're ready, we're going to call for that another image. The only other image that we really want to be with us in our own place. The something within that knows, who's very wise and loving. An image that gives guidance to you, whatever your heart wants to know. A trustworthy something that's here for you in a loving way. That's what we need. Something like that to share this information with. This sparkly something that's going on here today in the place of your own. So let's call for it. Let's freely bring this wise one to life. Just let this wise one simply arise naturally. Remember, it's a backer, it's a supporter. It can give guidance to you for whatever your heart wants to know. It's a trustworthy something that's here for you in a loving way. So as you visualize and imagine that it is lovingly here for you, right here, right now in your own place, when it's here, just acknowledge it. Acknowledge it within yourself and acknowledge it with the wise one. And first, let's just begin envisioning this wise one in all its wisdom, love, kindness, compassion. Envision how your wise one appears for you. How do you and what do you notice about the energy of your wise one? How do you notice about it, and what do you notice about that energy of the wise one? How do you feel being with your wise one? And just sort of notice it, shape, form, presence. Is it an ethereal something? Is it just a feeling, a presence, or is it actually some sort of form and shape? Does it appear as a person or as some mythical expression? How does it come to you? And just notice how you feel by being with this wise one that's here for you today? How do you feel by being with it? To enter into a conversation with your wise one, it's simple. Just tell your wise one how you feel by being with it right now. That's how you get the conversation going. Let it know how you feel by being with it. And then, how does your wise one reply? Find out if your wise one would be available to you for solving any concerns. Now, a true wise one can really only answer one way if you're finding out if it'll be available to you for any concerns you might have and have a solving approach. And whatever is there, how it seems to be, if it feels right, begin to envision that you and your wise could walk together and talk things over, even there in your place, that you can walk and talk together. And as you might begin to get a sense of that, what do you notice about that experience? Connecting and communicating as you walk and talk together. Now, as you continue connecting, tell your wise one about the latest thing your mind keeps focusing on and ask for help with it. Ask for help about it. Take some silent time here to allow for this to occur within. And when it seems right, how does your wise one respond? You can continue by asking for more understanding about what you've brought to your wise one, or you can bring up something else for discussion. For sure, your wise one might even ask you to envision for yourself something that's really important, like seeing and sensing yourself in your radiantly healthy image. It's interesting, for as you focus, that's a positive. It's a law of the mind to say, what you focus on follows. So we want to always focus as positively as we can, particularly if we'd like to have some more healthy experience for life and living of any kind, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever way, focusing positively would be a good thing. And so at some point, you might come to some happy conclusion or some sort of security or satisfaction about the things you're connecting to your wise one about. And at that point, ask your wise one for the one most important something it wants you to know for today. Ask your wise one for the one most important something it wants you to know for today. And what does your wise one tell you? Imagine now if it feels right for you. Heighten and brighten this information. And as we begin to move into some kind of completion for today, ask your wise one, will it always respond to your requests? And once again, a true wise one can only answer one way. How does your wise one respond? Isn't it interesting? Because how does it feel to know that you can expect to receive ever-ready help anytime? You know, when you ask your wise one a question, it will always answer. Sometimes the answer comes right away as you listen with your heart. You'll hear in your mind what your wise one wants you to know. It may come right away. It might come in a few moments from now. Or sometimes it might just even pop into your conscious outer awakeness. All of a sudden, boom, there comes the answer. But as we want to allow our wise one to become even more vibrant for us in our minds, an image you can trust in all ways, allow that to be, because it is a way of focusing that the wise is always there, vibrant for you in your mind, an image you can trust in all ways. It's peaceful. It helps you to connect to your own sparkle, that you have gratitude all around and all through for it. It helps you to be resilient, and it allows you to envision more often, more of the time, for the good and the positive and the true, and to allow yourself and your wise one to really continue creating the best, healthy vision of yourself. And so, with this vibrant, wise one image in your mind, you and your wise one might also meet again and agree to find another time for further connection and discussion. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe drifting off to sleep at night. Just imagine going to your place within and calling for your wise one, and have a few connecting moments with each other as you discuss right before you drift to sleep for the night. And so for a moment, anything more for right now that needs to happen before we close our journey for today? And for finishing up for now, when ready, feeling the goodness of your wise one who has all that to offer for you. Bring back from this journey the good, the positive, and the true to your conscious outer awake life. And so at zero, let's reinforce the peacefulness, the sparkle, the gratitude, the resilience, the envisioning, and all the other good, positive, and true and important things that you found here today with your wise one in your own place. And let's bring it all back to the conscious outer awake life, the feeling, the peacefulness from it. Now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release as we begin to come up and out. Two, realizing where you are, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, of being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.